Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And our Fryer Friday interview this week. We are really happy to be visiting with Trenton Brooks. We're happy to have him here in San Diego. And you join us, Trenton, on a day where I guess there's a little news involving the Padres last night. I don't know. Something happened at the game last night. Give us your perspective. I guess probably everybody's asked you already the last 15 hours or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
To be on here, and yeah, you know, two passionate teams going at it, you know. Yeah, you know, a couple balls got away on, you know, both ends, and you know, it's, you know, it's a fun rivalry to be a part of, and you know, two teams that want to win and know each other really well, so you know, that's kind of how I saw it.
Yeah, baseball is still the same, no matter what level, right? I mean, if somebody hits you with a pitch, it's not a great feeling. So, totally understood it. But it was kind of, I mean, I don't know, your first week here with the Padres and, you know, back in the big leagues, and you're kind of in the right in the middle of the biggest story in baseball, really, the Padre-Dodger rivalry. So, that's got to be a lot of fun for you in that regard.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, that was my first time playing at Dodger Stadium, and obviously being a part of a rivalry too. It's, you know, it's super fun. You know, that's why you love the game. That's why you play the game. It was a cool experience.
Talking to Trenton Brooks here on 97.3 The Fan for Fryer Friday, and I want to go back to your at bat at Dodger Stadium where you hit that 2-run home run when things were not looking up for the Padres in the offense category. But I mean, how do you come in and just make an impact in your first at bat as a Padre, or one of your first at bats as a Padre?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all glory to God. You know, I feel like he was with me in that box, and you know, it was really cool. It's surreal. It's a, you know, blessing to have the opportunity to do that, and yeah, it was fun. You know, it was a good time, and you know, that's definitely probably the best memory of I have playing baseball up to this date, so.
And that includes a lot of glory days at Granite Hills High School. So, you know, don't
yes,
forget
sir.
About all of that. Take us back to growing up, you know, out there in East County. And did you go to a bunch of games with your family? Did you get to, you know, did you go to a few games here and there? Where did you catch the baseball bug? Was it going out and watching Padres games? Was it on television? Was it just playing with your, you know, your buddies? What was it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of all of the above, you know. You know, growing up in Alpine, my dad was a big baseball fan, big Padre fan. So yeah, I mean, I went to some games at Qualcomm, obviously watched, you know, Tony Gwynn play. I was, you know, at that age, it was awesome, you know, and, you know, went to some games at Petco, and when, the games were on Channel 4, I used to, keep scorebook in my, on my couch with my dad watching the game. So, you know, it was cool. So absolutely. Watching the Padres kind of helped me, you know, find my love of baseball.
He kept score. You don't know how much that makes me happy.
I can,
because I'm from an era.
I do know.
I'm from an era where almost everybody kept score, Scraby. Now very few people keep score. So I'm very excited to hear that. Did your dad, did your family, did they let you stay the entire game? I mean, after all, you lived in Alpine. You might have had school the next day. That's a long ride back home.
It's not a short one, but I guarantee I probably talked my dad into it, and he let me stay.
Very good.
I probably stayed through all nine innings.
We're talking to Trenton Brooks here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. And something that I talk to our listeners and fans about a lot is, why can't this guy be called up and be ready for the major leagues? And meaning going from the minor leagues to the major leagues. Now, what's the biggest difference for you? I know that the pitching is better, but what is the biggest difference that you've noticed going from minor leagues to major leagues?
Clubhouse food is better.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and the travel accommodations are better too.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the same game, but it is different, you know. You know, you go from playing in front of 10,000 people to, you know, I think there was 54,000 at Dodger Stadium the other day. You know, being able to slow the game down, understanding it is the same game, but I mean, you mentioned the pitching. I mean, there's obviously a massive difference. You know, like, you know, you might get a pitch in that bat to hit, you know, and you got to do your best not to miss that pitch. So, yeah, there's a big difference, but, you know, like I said, at the same time, it is the same game, just trying to slow it down and really just enjoying being there, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you, you know, here up, and we've been hearing about what you know, been doing, you know, at El Paso, and, you know, kept thinking, well, let's get him up here. So we're happy that you're here, and now, you know, get to play in front of the home folks tonight, which will be, I'm sure, another, you know, really exciting time for you this evening. When was the aha moment that you might have had? Maybe a coach told you, maybe some other players told you, maybe you just felt it yourself, where you got to a point you said, you know what, if everything goes right, someday I could actually make it in this game, you know, to the big league. Because, I mean, we all played growing up, and most of us had the aha moment that we were never going to make it to the major leagues, right? I mean, we finally realized.
Me too.
I played college ball, and I didn't, you know, but I knew I wasn't going to make that next step. So was there a time that, you know, or somebody that kind of got with you and said, hey, you got a shot here?
I can't really pinpoint what. I kind of just loved playing, like that was my thing, and I was always pretty good but undersized, and you know, I guess I probably matured later than most players, but obviously I was grateful to get a, you know, scholarship to Nevada Reno. I'd probably say like my sophomore year there, I was like, hey, I'm like actually pretty good at this.
Okay.
You know, there's a good chance I get drafted here. So that might have been like the first one, and then, you know, I struggled through my first 2 years of pro ball. So, you know, once I kind of put together a couple good years, kind of learned about myself as a hitter and as a player, and you know, learned what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, stuff like that, and just try to keep developing every single year, and not, you know, not trying to stop learning, you know. So
of course,
yeah, for sure.
Kind of just stuck the grind out. I was, you know, I played in the minor leagues for, I think, 9 years. I think I got called in my ninth year. So just kind of really just sticking to the grind and enjoying every minute at the same time.
You know, I love guys like you because you like you said, you stuck to the grind. You
didn't give
up.
Because you're in your ninth year and you're still nowhere.
Yeah, I'm still nowhere.
He's made it.
I'm still in like rookie ball or something like that.
Yeah, right. You're still in the minors.
I love when guys stick with it and when guys, even when it's going bad, they still continue to try. We're talking to Trenton Brooks here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. Now, this is going to be, I believe, your first start for the pod, or not start, but first game at home for the Padres tonight. Is there going to be a lot of family in attendance?
Oh yeah, too many to count.
I've always heard that it's really difficult when someone goes back home because you get hit up by everyone that you know to come to the game.
Oh boy, yeah. I mean, my texts are, I mean, I haven't even been able to look at them all.
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, I got, you know, a lot of family are they're really cool here. Like, hey, we just bought tickets, didn't want to bother you. I was like, okay, that's great.
That is great.
No,
well, I think
yeah, I got,
yeah. Now that's great. You know, look, I mean, this is what it's all about, and you know, getting to play in Petco Park when one time you were, you know, sitting there watching games at Petco Park. Yeah, you probably have heard from, you know, the custodian at Granite Hills High School who helped you unstick your locker one day, yes. You know, who needs a couple of tickets. But my advice to you is go around the locker room and, you know, ask Manny, see if he's got a couple extra for Nan. You know, those guys, I'm sure would be.
Don't listen to this jokester.
Yes,
over here.
Listen to
don't
me. Listen they might be him. Willing to help him out. This is, hey, I've heard this team is a very welcoming team. Have you not found that coming to San Diego? The guys have been, I'm sure, pretty good to have you there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the vibe in the clubhouse is great. You know, all the older guys, all the veterans, I should say, that have been in this game a long time have been nothing but great. So, yeah, it's definitely very welcoming. It's fun. You know, it's a good time showing up to the field every day. It's a really good vibe, and you can tell why this team's going to win a lot of the games, you know.
For sure, yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here. It's great to get to meet you and look forward to getting you down there and saying hello. But, yeah, enjoy it tonight. Have fun, man. This is a memory. You know, hopefully you get in the ball game tonight and able to contribute and give everybody something to cheer about. Trenton Brooks, very good, sir. Thank you much, and congrats for being up here.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you guys. And, yeah, looking forward to meeting you guys in person sometime soon.
Will do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.